This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory on Tuesday. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. The UN is weighing in. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We continue to receive reports of significant displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, you know them as UNRWA, informs us this morning that nearly 47,000 people have sought refuge in 58 UNRWA schools across the Gaza Strip. Our supplies across Gaza remains at only 6 to 8 hours per day on average due to damage sustained to feeder lines and networks.
The White House says President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. A militant strike in Gaza has resulted in two deaths. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
The Israeli authorities have announced two deaths from a Gaza militant strike. Police say a strike launched from Gaza has killed two Thai workers inside a packaging plant in southern Israel, as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continue to trade attacks. A rescue service says it transported another 7 wounded people to the hospital after the projectile attack. It comes as Palestinians across Israel and the occupied territories go on strike in a rare collective action against Israel's policies. With the war in Gaza showing no sign of abating, the general strike could again widen the conflict.
This is VOA News. India's COVID-19 crisis that has been most acute in the mega cities is now penetrating the rural areas, home to nearly 70% of India's 1.3 billion people, where limited public health care is posing challenges to the residents. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's facing criticism for failing to prepare for the second wave, held a virtual interaction with top doctors of India yesterday to take stock of the pandemic situation across the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the Treasury Department says 39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments beginning July the 15th as part of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
It's total $3,600 annually for children under 6 and $3,000 for those 6 through 17. Biden has proposed an extension of the increased child tax credit through 2025 as part of his $1.8 trillion families plan. Outside analysts estimate the payments could essentially halve child poverty. The expanded credits could cost roughly $100 billion a year.
The Biden administration, meanwhile, today detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. In a statement today, the White House detailed the cyber element of President Joe Biden's already proposed American Jobs Plan, including $20 billion for localities to harden energy systems and $2 billion in grants for energy grids in high-risk areas. Biden's planned $100 billion broadband investment plan is also being presented as cybersecurity spending on the grounds that grant recipients will be asked to source from trusted vendors. The security of the U.S. energy grid has long been a worry for cybersecurity experts. President Emmanuel Macron was hosting African leaders and the heads of multilateral lenders in Paris today to find out ways of financing African economies hurt by the coronavirus pandemic and discuss handling the continent's billions of dollars in debt. Also, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and his Mozambican counterpart, Felipe Jacinto Nyusi, met in Paris ahead of the African Financing Summit organized by Macron. Meanwhile, the World Food Program and other aid agencies are warning that more than 1 million people in southern Madagascar are in need of urgent food assistance, and extreme weather ruined harvest this year. The National Workers Union of Mali began a 4-day strike Monday after negotiations with the government over wages, bonuses, and allowances failed. A union official says the strike is being widely observed and the country is literally paralyzed. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.